The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We're returning to the story that Eamon has been talking about, and we were talking about a little bit earlier. Former swimming coach George Gibney convicted of sexually abusing four young swimmers and the attempted rape of one of the girls in the 1970s and 80s. Irv Muchnick is an American investigative journalist. He's also the author of Underwater, the greed-soaked tale of sexual abuse in USA swimming and around the globe. He joins us now. Irvin, thanks so much indeed for talking to us. I know this is a case you know a lot about and have been extensively involved in. I think you yourself made efforts through the US courts to have him deported. The significance of this day for the victims, do you think? How significant is this day for his victims?
Well, Shane, we can only hope that this justice delayed, ambiguous and frustrating as it is in some respects, brings a measure of relief to the four complainants in the instant case, but also vicariously for the entire community of Gibney victims across decades, and they probably number dozens, scores, or even hundreds, some of whom are now dead. But as I hope we can continue to discuss, there are lessons to be drawn about abuse in swimming, abuse in sports, the Irish legal system's inadequate approach to historical abuse that I think we need to continue to shine a spotlight on, even as we are relieved somewhat that George Gibney has finally been held to account in some way. And let me just correct one quickly. I did not seek to get George Gibney deported from the United States, but I did have a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for access to Gibney's immigration records, which, along with the excellent podcast "Where Is George Gibney," probably helped drive today's events.
Okay, my apologies, and thank you indeed for clarifying that. When did you first become aware of George Gibney?
Well, I had been investigating USA Swimming since around 2012. I ran into a little bit of a dead end in 2014, and I turned my attention to Gibney. And what I found was, first of all, the question, why did this man get a diversity lottery visa to enter the United States just as the freight train of criminal charges was closing in on him in the 1990s? Number two, why did the American Swimming Coaches Association, in the words of federal judge Charles Breyer in my FOIA case, seem to have greased the wheels for Gibney's relocation and possibly even arranged for him to get a head coaching job in American swimming briefly after he left Ireland? Another point, why, despite a legal treaty to this effect, were the law enforcement assets of Ireland and the United States never coordinated and brought to bear on a 1991 incident on American soil in which Gibney was alleged to have raped and impregnated a teenage Irish swimmer on a training trip in Tampa, Florida? And finally, there's this whole question of the 1994 Supreme Court decision that got Gibney off the hook in the first place.
Did you at any point, because I'm looking back at quotes from victims, and it's important to remember so many people played a role in this story. You yourself, Johnny Waterson back in the Sunday Tribune in the early 90s, who along with Gary O'Toole, the swimmer, first shone a light on George Gibney. You obviously mentioned the Where's George Gibney podcast, which was hugely important in getting us to this point. Justine McCarthy, also who wrote a book on this. I'm looking at quotes from, say, 10 years ago from the victims saying, they would never receive justice in this country. They'd resigned themselves to that fact. Did you ever think we would get to this day where there would be justice, where he would be brought to justice?
I would say that I was skeptical, and I think because of the people in Ireland, the journalists and the activists that you just mentioned, we did fortunately reach this point today. My role as an international observer of this entire scene of sexual abuse of young people in youth sports programs and the particular Irish component of it, hope to carry this story forward and not just do a victory lap today. But yes, it is a great achievement that the man I call until his extradition last year, the most notorious at-large sex criminal in sports history, has finally been brought to justice.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for talking to us today, Irvin Muchnick, American investigative journalist, author of Underwater, The Greed-Soaked Tale of Sexual Abuse in USA Swimming and Around the Globe. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this interview, please contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on 1-800-77-8888.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.